KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, lower 90s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies. We'll see temperatures at 70. For tomorrow, we'll continue with sunny skies, mid-90s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lower 70s. For Friday, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs at 92. Right now, it's 86.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A broad array of national and state farm organizations appealing to Congress and the Biden administration to provide $40 billion in new funding for climate-related and ag research infrastructure. The groups want the money included in a climate and infrastructure package that Biden's trying to get through Congress. The groups say in separate letters to President Biden and leadership that this once-in-a-generation opportunity to significantly fund food and ag research, innovation, and infrastructure is crucial for the U.S. to reclaim the global lead in food and ag science and rise to meet today's crisis and those in the future. President Biden leaves on his first overseas trip today, heading first to England for the G7, and Biden will be in Europe through next week. He is scheduled to meet June 16th with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Ahead of the trip, ag and biotech groups have been urging the administration to address trade concerns with the EU, including those new restrictions on dairy exports. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says he expects Biden to push Putin to crack down on ransomware attacks like the one that shut down JBS packing plants last week. If Putin doesn't intervene, he could face new U.S. sanctions, Grassley says. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack distancing himself from litigation over line speeds at swine slaughter plants, in which a judge said in March needs to be slowed at 6 plants operating under the new swine inspection system. Speaking to reporters yesterday, Vilsack said no decision on whether to appeal has been made, and that in any case, a decision is up to the Solicitor General, he said. But he also added he thinks the parties are talking, which is a good thing. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
If you're looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you're detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's TensionCorp.com/careers.
News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, a new pandemic-related program is available for producers across the state of Kansas as the PCCP program from the U.S. Department of Agriculture will now give farmers a $5 premium benefit on their crop insurance for planting cover crops. KWCH News reports that the program is to help farmers maintain their cover crop systems despite financial challenges that have been posed by the pandemic. There has been a concern as well regarding water reservoirs being 50% lower than what they should be at this time of year. The PCCP program is part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Pandemic Assistance Initiative. In other news, a teenager died yesterday after a shooting near an elementary school in Kansas City. KAKE News reports the event happened near Hazel Grove Elementary School when police responded to a call regarding shots fired and found a male teenager on the sidewalk near the school. So far, no arrests have been made in the incident, and the teenager's name has not been released to the public. The summer school classes at the building went into lockdown during the event. Mid-America Network News.
WTI is your career education partner.
I was always kind of moving between jobs and moving between places that I lived. And to find a place that I'm actually steady at and to find this place that I love to go to work every single day, I love to do what I do. It's a great feeling of accomplishment. Don't be scared and take the step. Take the step forward into your future.
To apply and for more information, go online to WTI.edu. Accredited by the Accrediting Commission on Career Schools and Colleges. For more on consumer disclosures, go to WTI.edu/disclosures.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
A Wichita woman is accused of trying to run over her husband and running into a business in the process. Formal charges have not yet been filed against the 42-year-old suspect. Wichita officer Charlie Davidson said police were called on Saturday night to a report of a vehicle striking a building on East 2nd Street. Officers discovered that a 2014 Dodge Challenger had struck a building and found the suspect and her 45-year-old husband at the scene. No one was injured. They say the investigation determined that the woman tried multiple times to run over her husband before striking the business. In other news, a man is hospitalized in critical condition after a burglary led to a fire that also caused minor injuries to four Wichita police officers. Police say they responded on Sunday night to a 911 call about a burglary in progress inside a home's detached garage. A news release from police say that arriving officers found the garage entry was barricaded from the inside. Police eventually got inside and discovered a man had locked himself into a smaller room where a fire had been set. Police were treated and released due to smoke inhalation. Good America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind. So let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Authorities say a man has died in a shootout with police in western Nebraska following an hours-long standoff at a Scotts Bluff home. Scotts Bluff police say officers were called to the home around noontime Monday for reports of a man with a gun threatening to harm himself or others. Police say officers were held at bay outside the home for nearly 6 hours as attempts to negotiate with the man failed. Police say when a team of officers entered the home, the man fired at them and they returned fire, fatally shooting the man. No officers were injured. Police have not released the name of the 47-year-old shooting victim or the names of the officers involved. Authorities are investigating after finding a 24-year-old man serving a short sentence in the Douglas County Jail, dead in his cell. The Douglas County Department of Corrections says Victor Harmon was found unresponsive by jail staff Monday afternoon. Harmon was declared deceased at the scene. Authorities have not said what caused his death. Nebraska News for your Wednesday on the Mid-America Network.
Midwest Kia is dealing during their grand reopening. After two record-breaking years, there are now more new Kias on the road than ever before. And to show our appreciation, we have doubled our service capacity and sales staff to handle the increased sales and better serve our customers. During this grand reopening, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 66 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And take advantage of up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia at Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia is having a grand reopening during the Trade Up to a Kia sales event. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on sports. AM up to 15 per month for 1,000 finance. Limited power click warranty. CD of details. Expires 6/30/21.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Tuesday concluded the annual Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day event. With 210 gifts, over $45,000 was contributed to 19 local nonprofit organizations. $10,000 in matching funds will also be applied. The Blue Rapids Historical Society and Museum was tops in number of gifts with 32, generating well over $11,000. The Blue Rapids Community Action Team raised nearly $5,000 with 20 contributions, and the Public Library raised over $4,000 from 18 donors. The leaderboard and final totals are posted on the organization website, BlueRapidsMatchDay.com. The Marshall County Community Band will begin summer performances again in the Kester House Museum and Gardens. The concerts this year will be on Wednesday evenings in June and July. In previous years, they have been on Thursdays. First concert this season is Wednesday, June 9th, and again June 16th and 23rd, July 7th and 14th. All concerts begin at 7:30 p.m. in the West Kester House Yard. Lawn chairs and blankets are encouraged. Band president Ashley Mauflin says there will be no themes this year. Songs will be selected at each practice session. Band is welcoming several new brass players and could still use a couple of woodwinds. Anyone interested is encouraged to contact Ashley Mauflin or any of the band directors. Two mill and overlay projects are scheduled to begin in Marshall County on Thursday, weather permitting. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, approximately 11 miles of U.S. 77 will be restricted to one lane from U.S. 36 to the state line. Traffic will be directed by a pilot car flagger, signs, and cones. East and westbound U.S. 36 will also be controlled by flaggers and a pilot car when work on 77 is taking place near the intersection. K-233 will also be restricted to one lane for approximately 3.5 miles. Work extending east from the U.S. 77 intersection, then to the Oquito city limit. Pilot car, flagger, signs, and cones will direct traffic through the work zone. Drivers on either route should plan for delays up to 15 minutes and allow extra travel time. Work is planned beginning Thursday and will be Monday through Friday, Saturdays if needed during daylight hours. Both projects are expected to be completed by late July. Filing deadline was Tuesday for city and school board filings for the November election. Marysville Mayor Jason Barnes has filed for re-election. In Ward 1, Bobby Pipia, incumbent, will be challenged by Kyle Gorky. In Ward 2, Terry Hughes did not refile. Lori Snellings will face Ryan Wilson. Incumbent Colleen Behrens is unopposed in Ward 3. And in Ward 4, Diane Schroller did not file. Kyle Bargman will challenge Jeff Keating. City Treasurer Ken Kiekhafer has filed for re-election. For Marysville, USD 364 School Board, Position 4 incumbent Chris Denner is challenged by Liberty Price Hobley. For Position 5, incumbent Pam Dankenring is challenged by Tyson Anderson. And Position 6, incumbent Kevin O'Neill is challenged by Travis Prawley. KNDY will have additional filings in Marshall and Washington County on upcoming newscasts. Barry E. Sloan, age 82, of Waterville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at the Terry Christie Funeral in Waterville. Burial in the Randolph Fancy Creek Cemetery, south of Waterville. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Barry Sloan. William Bill J. Keggy, age 53, of Virginia, Nebraska, passed away May 31st. Interment services Friday, June 11th at 2:30 at the Brethren Cemetery at Holmesville. The Harmon Wright Mortuary Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Bill Keggy. Marjorie W. Vogler, age 95, of Barnes, passed away Wednesday. A graveside interment service is planned Friday, June 25th. At 10:30 at the Pine Hill Cemetery north of Barnes. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Vogler.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Join the Jeep Celebration event underway now at Twin Rivers Beatrice with 0% financing up to 84 months with approved credit when financed through Chrysler Capital on the new 2021 Jeep Cherokee Compass and Renegade. Designed with purpose and peace of mind, check out the Jeep Cherokee. The new Jeep Compass is refined and ready to impress. And free-spirited fun is here with the Jeep Renegade. Long live a journey. Test drive your favorite model today, then drive away with 0% financing up to 84 months for a limited time at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map across the central parts of the Midwest, high pressure system overhead, as well as an upper level ridge extending all the way into the northern parts of the Midwest. This is going to bring sunny skies, dry weather for today, tonight, continuing into tomorrow. Temperatures warm in the 90s. We do have a front that's going to move across the area as we head into Friday night, bringing some scattered showers and thunderstorms. And it does look like we will continue to see temperatures in the lower 90s for the weekend, all the way into the early parts of next week. So far, we'll continue with a dry Saturday and Sunday. So across the area, sunny skies, lower 90s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, 70. Winds will be from the southeast. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-90s. Tomorrow night, clear, lower 70s. And Friday, partly sunny, chance of storms. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early June, 84. Record high on this date, 104. The average low, 61, and the record low is 43. Sunset this evening, 8:53. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01.
What famous cartoon character has a day all to himself? We take a quack at that question on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 9th, the 160th day of the year. Back to the Future star Michael J. Fox turned 60 today, and on this day in 1934, Donald Duck appeared for the first time ever in the Silly Symphonies cartoon, The Wise Little Hen. Since then, Donald has appeared in over 225 films, most of which were voiced by Clarence Nash. He developed the voice to sound like a baby goat, but Walt Disney thought it sounded more like a duck. Nash passed away in 1985, but Donald Duck lives on through the voice of Tony Anselmo, who also voices Donald's nephews, Huey, Dewey, and Louie. And as far as Donald not wearing pants, ducks produce preen oil through their back feathers, which makes them resistant to water. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Mark your calendars for June 11th through the 13th and join Weir Repair for the 30th annual Sam Wymore Days. There will be something for everyone, from a backstreet driver contest and flea market to a parade and barbecue. Come on out and bring the whole family from your friends at Weir Repair in Wymore. Marshall's Coin Shop is excited about the annual Sam Wymore Days. It's coming up. Please join us with lots of fun with a parade, a pancake breakfast, a backseat driver contest, and much more. From the friendly staff at Marshall's Coin Shop in Wymore, always looking to buy gold, silver, old currency, and rare coins. Diane's Dress Etc. is looking forward to seeing everyone at Sam Wymore Day starting June 11th through the 13th. There will be fun for the whole family, including a parade, dunking booth, and flea market, where the bargains are many. Diane's Dresses Etc. in Wymore, helping you sparkle for less.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Wednesday. Shohei Ohtani hit the longest homer of his major league career in the first inning, and the surging Los Angeles Angels pounded five homers in an 8-1 victory over the Kansas City Royals yesterday. Max Stassi, Jose Iglesias, and Justin Upton also homered for Los Angeles off Kansas City starter Chris Bubik. Taylor Ward added a two-run shot in the eighth. Andrew Heaney allowed six hits and a run while pitching into the seventh inning of the Angels' 10th win in 15 games. Ohtani's 17th homer of the season was a 470-foot shot deep into the outfield bleachers off Bubik. The Royals series with the Angels continues tonight. The Tulsa Drillers had a three-run seventh and eighth inning to beat the Wichita Wind Surge 8-3 yesterday. Wichita starter Josh Winder finished with two runs on six hits and struck out nine in five innings. The series with Tulsa continues tonight. Mid-America Network Sports.
Springtime is upon us, and that means nice weather and, unfortunately, spring storms. Burwell Construction is here to not only take care of your roof, siding, and guttering should you get damaged from any storms, but to make sure your backyard is more enjoyable with a new deck or patio cover. For over 30 years, you've trusted Burwell Construction. They've been improving homes just like yours. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP. The NFL spending up to $1 million, funding up to five studies that will examine how to better help players ease their pain and find alternatives to opioids. Those potential alternatives include marijuana and other cannabis-derived products. The league and NFL Players Association formed a joint pain management committee in 2019 to help find alternatives to opioids and give players and league medical staff information on pain management. Former New York Giants coach Jim Fossil has died at the age of 71. The 1997 NFL Coach of the Year guided the Giants from 1997 to 03, posting a 58-53-1 record. New York won the NFC in 2000 before losing to the Ravens in the Super Bowl. John Fossil told the Los Angeles Times his father was taken to a Las Vegas hospital with chest pains and died while being treated on Monday. Again tonight, the Royals and the Angels. First pitch, 8:38. Mid-America Network Sports.
The Doorbusters at Hometown Lumber and Hardware always make daily tasks easier. The handy Milwaukee Fastback Flip Utility Knife is $8.99. Great for cutting boxes, cords, and more. Get the 50-piece utility knife replacement blades for $9.99. Reach those high spots for painting, nailing, or cleaning with a 4-foot Louisville fiberglass ladder for $79.99. And cool down rooms with a 20-inch 3-speed pedestal fan at just $59.99. Shop more Doorbusters at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
If you're needing electrical, HVAC, or plumbing work, give S&S Service a call. They do it all, and no job is too big or too small, and they offer free estimates. S&S Service has the experience and know-how to get the job done and done right. And if you can't trust electrical work to a guy named Zach Sparks, who can you trust? That's S&S Service. Give them a call today, 268-0776.
Have you driven a Honeyman Auto lately? You'll love the new cars and trucks in the lineup on Highway 36 in Marysville. Sales and service backed by over 40 years of experience. You're going to love a new SUV from Honeyman Auto Sales. Stop by and pick out your color. Honeyman Auto Sales, 1122 Pony Express Highway. Have you driven a Honeyman Auto lately?
There will be a retirement farm machinery auction for Floyd and Julie Munson, southeast of Olsburg, Kansas. Saturday, June 12th, sale begins at 10 a.m. Selling tractors and machinery, including an IH-1086 diesel with cab, Farmall 706 diesel, H-Farmall gas tractor, Vermeer Big Baler, New Holland Trail-type mower, 5-bar hay rake, pop-up bale loader, 2-wheel big bale mover, 9-foot pull-type swather, plus other machinery and miscellaneous. Vehicles and trailers include a 2,000-2,500 GMC 4x4 pickup with a good hydrobed bale bed, 335,000 miles, an 88 Chrysler 5th Avenue 4-door car, 150,000 miles, 20-foot tandem axle gooseneck flatbed trailer with ramps and double jack stand, 16x5-foot bumper hitch stock trailer with a good floor. Salvage items, livestock equipment, mower, generator shop tools, some guns, antiques, collectibles, and household items. Selling for Floyd and Julie Munson, this retirement farm machinery auction will be held at 12245 Booth Creek Rogue at Olsburg. Sale begins at 10 a.m. Saturday. Auction conducted by Klein Realty and Auction.
They were not the first to invent a tractor, but they were the first to call it a tractor. And a trip to North Central Iowa will give you a glimpse of two college friends who turned their love of engines into one of the first and largest tractor building companies in the nation. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
As Dean Jaden explains, it all began with two guys interested in the same idea in college.
Charles Hart and Charles Parr were engineering classmates at the University of Wisconsin. They had a very big passion for developing and building internal combustion engines.
The pair formed their Hart-Parr company after graduation, building engines in the late 1800s. But they had their sights set on something larger.
They had this vision of, we want to tie an internal combustion engine to a thrashing machine, chassis or something like that, to eliminate the steam engine.
Hart and Parr decided to build a foundry in Madison, Wisconsin, near the university campus. But their plan was rebuffed by local leaders. Frustrated, Charles Parr came home to Charles City, Iowa, and found willing investors and the land he needed next to two rail lines. Soon, they had their engines mounted on a frame suitable for farm work.
1901, there was one finished and on test west of Charles City. The Mitchell family had bought it.
They had built what we know as a tractor, but that's not what anyone called it until several years later.
They coined the word tractor. The sales manager for Hart Parr in the late teens said, we got to have a name, and tractor is traction motor.
Within just a few years of the first model, Hart Parr needed to expand capacity in Charles City.
They wanted to double the size of it. Well, they said, we got it. We're rolling here. So they started erection of what was called Building Number 3, a bigger foundry, and things just started to blossom. They just couldn't get ahead of it. You know, orders come in faster than they could make things.
So what happened to Hart Parr? That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Charles City, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an auction of household items and a number of tools for Jim Nork Saturday, June 12th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 908 North 9th in Marysville. This will be a short sale, lots of tools. Selling a 2004 Ford XLT Ranger pickup, 144,000 miles. A 2015 Troy-Bilt 42-inch 15-horse rodding mower, self-propelled mower. A number of tools include a circular saw, jigsaws, electric sander, Dremel tools, hole saws, extension and step ladders. Furniture items include a newer twin-size bed, several chest of drawers, some desks, a retro platform rocker and couch, newer mini-fridge, a microwave, forge drawer file cabinet, some collectibles including an oak chair and desk with underbook storage. Again, this will be a shorter sale with a lot of tools, some household items, selling for Jim Nork. Saturday, June 12th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at 908 North 9th in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Flooding has been a major problem in some areas, ravaging fruit and vegetable gardens. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The safest practice is to discard all flooded produce as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
A flood is devastating to homes, livelihoods, and infrastructure. After waters recede, there's one area of concern that might be overlooked: the safety of garden produce. There are a number of pathogens that could contaminate a flooded vegetable garden. The biggest concerns are Listeria and E. coli from manure and dead animals. John Fesch is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says, for safety's sake, you have to assume the contaminants are there.
The concentration is variable, but the persistence and the likelihood of the soils being contaminated in vegetable growing areas and fruit growing areas is very high. So the recommendation that we have is that you not garden in those areas for 90 days. If you want to grow leafy green vegetables that are going to come into direct contact with the soil, we boost that up to about 120 days.
If the garden was already growing when flooding overtook it, don't eat anything from it because there is no way to properly clean the produce and remove all the contamination. In general, any produce where the edible part was directly touched by floodwater could be a health risk if consumed. Now, this doesn't mean you can't grow fresh produce this year. Fesch says there are alternatives.
It brings a great opportunity to think about fall gardening as well as container gardening. You can certainly grow a lot of stuff in a whiskey barrel and 5-gallon buckets and grow your tomatoes and peppers in those as an alternative, but ground beds are probably hands-off.
Late-season fruits and vegetables that result from flowers produced on growth that develops after floodwaters subside should be safe. Learn more about food safety if your garden has been flooded at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you. I was recently planning a trip with my husband, and I was laser-focused on what kind of lodging options were available, but I hadn't given any thought to the other elements of the trip that needed planning. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You could say that I wasn't looking at our trip from the big picture. In a lot of ways, this applies to finances. When you don't have a well-rounded strategy, it can be difficult to make good financial decisions. Having a big picture mindset should start with your values and your core beliefs. It should also include your short and your long-term goals. Maybe you're just starting out in life, or maybe you're planning on growing your family and you want to provide for them with financial security. Maybe you're changing career paths. Whatever your goals are, it's important to understand that money is a tool, not a goal. So don't get too focused on one element of your journey. Embrace the full picture and experience a life of meaning and gratitude.
A recipe for creating a sustainable food system. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition reminds farmers and applicators about safety when using foliar pesticides. Tim Joseph is with Landis International, representing Mitsui Chemicals Agro.
Applicators should be sure to cover exposed skin, wear closed-toed shoes and goggles, and use non-absorbent gloves when applying crop protection products. It's also important to properly clean the equipment to avoid accidental exposure. The product labels also outline application and use requirements.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure.
When Arthur and Cousin spoke during a recent webinar put on by the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City, she offered what she calls four game-changing solutions for putting together a food system that will save the planet. Cousin is a distinguished fellow of global food and agriculture at the Chicago Council on Global Affairs.
First, investments in research and innovation, including adequate public and private sector financing to commercialize adoption and scale of innovations across all food supply chains. Second, we must reduce food loss and waste in an inclusive and sustainable manner. The third game-changing solution will require agriculture policy at global, regional, and national level, including a U.S. farm bill that supports transformation to a more sustainable food system. A fourth game changer. The need to ensure any new agriculture or food-related policies recognize how racial injustice has shaped American agriculture and the food system as a whole.
To implement those four solutions, says Cousin, will require activism and hard work, the right policies, multi-stakeholder cooperation, and both public and private financial investment. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. The soybean industry is helping farmers manage pesticide resistance to decrease crop loss and input costs. The Take Action program from the Soy Checkoff partners with crop protection companies, commodity groups, and university researchers to help farmers do just that. Dr. Bill Johnson of Purdue University says the program provides farmers the tools they need to battle yield-robbing pests.
The Take Action program is a checkoff program from the soybean industry to offer tips to reduce the impact of resistant pest species like herbicide-resistant weeds, resistant insects, and resistant diseases. It's really important to stay on top of pesticide resistance resistance, because moving into this next era of farming, we're either dealing with resistance to one of the three main pests on our farm right now, or it's in the area and we'll have to manage it in the future. So it is a long-term commitment moving forward.
The Take Action Program has resources available for farmers to manage resistance issues on their farms.
These specific pieces of information were developed with the idea to help growers manage current problems with these pests, but also to think about some of the future crop technology as well. One of the most popular things that we've developed is this herbicide classification chart, which helps growers keep track of the number of times that they use a specific herbicide in their rotation, even though the trade names can change. And this is really important for reducing selection pressure for herbicide-resistant weeds.
Johnson says you can find the resources and more online.
You'll go to the IWillTakeAction.com website and scroll to the bottom of that website. You can subscribe to the Take Action newsletter, which provides timely updates on all of these topics. It also allows you to access some of the other information, like the Take Action app, which is available on Google Play and the Apple Store as well.
And there is a series of videos on that website as well. It's IWillTakeAction.com. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Springtime is upon us, and that means nice weather and, unfortunately, spring storms. Burwell Construction is here to not only take care of your roof, siding, and guttering should you get damaged from any storms, but to make sure your backyard is more enjoyable with a new deck or patio cover. For over 30 years, you've trusted Burwell Construction. They've been improving homes just like yours. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB.
Paid for. Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, Met Guard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The World Organization for Animal Health recently upgraded the BSE risk classifications for Canada and Ireland. Travis Arp is with U.S. Meat Export Federation. He's their Senior Director of Export Services. He tells us what this means.
Both Canada and Ireland were recently reevaluated by the World Organization for Animal Health for their BSE risk status, which was quite a long time in the making, and they needed to both clear a lot of hurdles for that. But now that they have been moved from controlled risk to negligible risk, this is going to open up opportunities for both of those countries to see expanded access into many of their export markets, which were previously restricted due to their BSE status.
ARP explains how this change for Canada could also benefit the U.S. beef industry.
There are a lot of export markets, particularly in Asia, that have Canadian cattle restrictions on U.S. beef exports. Restrictions on product that came from direct slaughter Canadian cattle or imported Canadian feeder cattle that were fed in the U.S. and slaughtered in the United States. And so with this change in risk status for BSE, markets like Korea, Taiwan, Singapore, and even closed markets like Australia, this is an opportunity for the U.S. to go back to these trading partners and renegotiate those terms that were on those Canadian cattle, and hopefully we can get to a point where we then expand access for U.S. beef into those markets and remove some of these export verification programs that were in place because of those Canadian cattle restrictions. Plants have a lot of administrative costs that are associated with managing these export verification programs. They have to segregate live cattle when they arrive at the plant. They have to segregate eligible product, and so that's just added cost and complexity to the export process. So as we get these export verifications removed, that's ultimately going to be a cost savings for the exporter and make the overall process of exporting beef more simplistic.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer.
We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Estimate your propane needs for grain drying before the demand increases at harvest time. A simple online tool can help you do that on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Some uncertainty as to what the moisture of the crop will be at harvest and how much propane you're going to need for drying. The Propane Education and Research Council has a grain drying calculator on their website. It can help you make early estimates of how many gallons you'll need and save you the rush of trying to buy propane when demand is at its highest. Mike Newland is the Director of Agriculture Business Development for the organization. He says you probably know someone who doesn't call their propane company until they're headed down the road in the combine on their way to the first field. This tool was developed to avoid those situations by fostering early conversations between farmers and their propane supplier.
We know most years we're going to have some drying needs, but the calculator gives you the opportunity to play around in different scenarios and will give you an estimated gallon usage. Now, we do want to point out it's an estimate. We don't know what everybody's grain dryers are that are sitting on their farms, but I think it gives you a good starting point for that conversation. And more than anything, that's really what we wanted to provide, the opportunity just for a starting point, and then you can adjust as you're going through the season.
He says using the grain drying calculator is simple.
Really, all we need to know is your amount of corn acres, your expected average yield, and the number of points of moisture you're looking to take out of the crop through that grain dryer, and it'll spit out a number of gallons, and that's all you really need to do. But like I said, you can play around with different scenarios and kind of find your range, if you will, of what you may need for the fall.
I'm Jody Henke. You'll find the grain drying calculator at agriculture.com.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. We're still looking at mixed numbers across our futures markets here in the middle of the week. July Kansas City wheat is down 1.25 at 6.31 1.25. September down 1.5 at 6.39. Chicago wheat, Minneapolis wheat are both lower as well. Minneapolis wheat is really taking a pounding, double-digit losses there. Corn on a rally. July corn is up 10.75 at 6.90 1/2. September is up 4 at 6.32. Back months are mostly higher, so a bit of a rally underway for corn right now. Soybeans are still having some issues. July beans down 20.5 at 15.59 1/2. August beans down 19.5 at 15.20. Double-digit losses in each of the back months also. July soybean meal is at 3.86. That's down 3.80. August is at 3.88.10. That's down 3.60. So soybean meal is not doing well. July soy oil is 97 points lower at 71.11. August is down 68 points at 68.62. So kind of a tough day so far in the soybean complex. Cotton is up, though. July cotton is up 110 points at 86.24. October is up 172 at 88.25. So a positive day so far for cotton, while we're still looking at mixed numbers in corn, soybeans, and wheat. In terms of the livestock complex, cattle, live cattle are putting on a bit of a rally here. June live cattle at 117.15, up 42. August is up a dime at 117.92. The back months are still lower, though. August feeder cattle down 117 at 148.07. September feeders down 122 at 150.72. The back months are all down by more than a buck. Hogs remain mixed. June hogs at 121.60, up 90. While July hogs at 121.40, down 40. So we're still seeing mixed numbers all through the livestock complex. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
You need to stay in the know all day long, and Mid-America Ag Network can help. Hi, this is Craig Mead. Join us online for up-to-the-minute market reports and network promotions and events. Let us help you with an online farming calculator. Plus, check out our weekly recap on Ag News of the Week. And there's a list of our great affiliate stations throughout Kansas. Have some information you'd like to share with us? Send it over at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. The Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish.
In the market for a new pickup? The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a hard-to-find new 2021 Silverado 1500 work truck and a pair of 2021 Silverado 1500 LT Z71s, one with the Duramax package. Your new pickups awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Tempted and tried, we oft made to wander. Why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong.
legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.